economy grow, hinting Congress may need to act to stimulate hiring and growth. And he says record low interest rates will promote growth over time. The weak economy requires further help in the short run. On Wall Street, again, the Dow down 160 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
And good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott are on the road, and I'd like you to welcome our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thank you, Bob. Could you turn my headphones down a little bit? Thanks.
A little loud for you, is it?
Just
are you saying Carl's going deaf?
I don't know about Carl, but I am now. Anyway, thanks for the introduction, and welcome, Reading. I've got a show lined up here for you on somewhat short notice. Carl called me and told me he and Linda were taking their Harleys off to Yosemite, which I guess on the surface sounds great, but my rear end hurts just thinking about it. First hour, we've got a Shasta County farmer who was recently recognized for producing the best organic eggs, not just in the county, not just in the North State, not just in California, but actually the entire country. And after him, we'll talk to the owner of a new restaurant in downtown Reading, who is hoping to carry on in the spirit of her famous grandfather, who owned Doc Cleary's Hilltop Sky Room in the 50s and 60s. And people of a certain vintage will remember that that was the place to wine and dine and dance back in the day. And then at the 8 o'clock hour, and you won't want to miss this, we'll be talking to a journalist and author who has written an investigative piece for a national magazine on the marijuana business in Reading, and whose new book, also with a drug-related theme, is set partly in Siskiyou County. So you won't want to miss that one. And then finally, time permitting, we'll talk to a man who has bought one of the latest generation electric vehicles, who thinks that Reading Electric Utility and Turtle Bay Exploration Park could be missing a really big opportunity. But my first guest here is Dan Martin, who is the owner of Lazy 69 Ranch on a ridge up above Round Mountain, about 35 or 40 minutes from town here. And Dan has gotten up early. Well, I guess all egg ranchers get up early. So he probably didn't get up any earlier today than normal. But he did come down off the ridge to join us in the studio. And I want to thank you, Dan, for coming in.
Well, thanks for the invite. And I was just going to ask if Carl knew who you were going to have on. If you're going to have an egg farmer first thing in the morning. I mean, what better way to wake anybody up in Reading than...
What better way? But why didn't you bring some eggs?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. You have to understand the radio business. It's all built on graft. You know, you've got to bring this product in and hand it out.
You have to realize that by contract, the Lazy 69, we don't have any eggs before 10 o'clock a.m. Our chickens sometimes like to sleep in, and, you know, they outnumber me. I have to kind of, you know, give and take. It's a give and take for sure.
Speaking of outnumbering you, how many chickens do you have up there?
The backyard flock is now up to 2,000 or 3,000.
And how many do you lose through, you know, attrition such as heat and predators and things like that on a weekly basis?
Well, you know, if throughout the lifespan of any particular barn or flock, you know, we'll lose about 5% total. And so we basically, it's an everyday thing. You know, we're out there. I guess to start people off here, Lazy 69 Ranch is a family ranch. It's just my wife and I and my two kids in Round Mountain. And we're the biggest little chicken ranch in Shasta County.
And how long have you been doing this?
All about 10 years all total, but full-time. I did the crazy thing and gave up a four-day-a-week salaried position for an eight-day-a-week job here about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago.
Any regrets?
None. We are the American underdog, and we're living the dream right along with our consumers, and we're trying to do things right by everybody's standards, including the chickens and the humane standards.
All right, well, we've got to take a break here in a second here, but when we get back, I want to ask you how you became recognized for having the best organic eggs in the country. So we'll have a short commercial break here, and we'll be right back.
And thank you very much, Mark. Our KCNR time is 7:10, and that means that it's time to hear from our Wells Fargo financial advisor, Jeff Kidd, with our Morning Market Minute. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Stock index futures suggest a lower open for the Dow and S&P 500 as the market waits for the speech from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke for signs on whether the central bank will further support the U.S. economy. Bernanke's speech started at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 189 points at 10,956. The S&P 500 is off 19 at 1,139, and the Nasdaq is down 27 at 2,392. Some of the day's biggest movers: AT&T is down 51 cents at 28.55. Bank of America is down 15 cents at 7.51, and locally Walmart is lower 55 cents at 52.15. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury is yielding 2.19%. For commodities, gold is higher $6 at $1,776 per ounce. Silver is down 70 cents at $40.10 per ounce. And crude oil is lower 85 cents at $84.47 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Jeff. Be listening for the Market Minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio with our guest host, Mark Beecham, will continue in a minute.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex all-organic mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Where it is 7:12 on Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda, once again, on the road. If you're just joining us, our guest host, Mark Beecham, will be with you in just a second. First, I need to tell you about the weather. Sunny and hot, a high near the century mark today. Tonight's low 63, good sleeping weather. Continued hot over the weekend, highs near 100 degrees, currently 66 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, once again, back to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thank you, Bob. And our guest this morning is Dan Martin of Lazy 69 Ranch, who makes eggs that have been nationally recognized for their organic quality, pastured, free-range, antibiotic-free, etc. And I noticed in the chat room here that one of our chatters has said that, tell Dan I love his Lazy 69 Ranch eggs, and I've tried the meat, too, from Lazy 69. So, Dan, your eggs are available, let's see, Orchard Nutrition and Holiday Market.
Sunset Market.
Now called Tops, I
Tops,
think.
Tops, yeah. Kent's Market.
Kent's Market, okay.
Yeah, so we're local, truly. And, you know, you said something about our eggs being awarded, and really what was awarded is our process. It's... Our process has been authenticated by a nonprofit institute called Cornucopia Institute. And, you know, there's some trends in organics right now. And one of the trends is organic food production is very much mirroring the conventional commercial food production that we all are familiar with, where a handful of conglomerates own just about every brand that you see in the store, in the grocery store. And Cornucopia's mission basically is to look beyond the fluffy marketing and sometimes just disingenuous marketing. You see egg cartons with chickens throwing cages away, things that we're giving up the cages finally, and we're just confining them in something a little bit bigger. And so Cornucopia's mission is they come out and they grill you, and they basically want to authenticate and see who is behind the marketing, what's behind it, who is behind the label. Are you really who you say you are? Are you a family farm? And so that's kind of their mission. It, you know, a lot of times organic food production can simply mean for a big outfit, unlike us, is that a higher-priced food input yields a higher-priced product on the other end. We're much more than that, right up to our humane exit strategy where we donate our hens to an animal rescue.
Tell me, you sell a fair bit of your production to a supermarket, I guess a couple of supermarkets in San Francisco, where consumers down there pay almost $9 a dozen for eggs, am I right?
They pay, yeah, $8 a dozen.
$8 a dozen.
And they're happy to do it. And it's the same exact eggs that we in Reading would pay $4.25 or $4.89 for at Orchard to Holiday Market.
Right. So I'm not suggesting that $8 goes into your pocket, obviously. It goes into, you know, that's what they pay in San Francisco, and the market down there makes some of that, and you make some of that, and then the transportation costs, et cetera. But it reflects how much value people in San Francisco put on your eggs.
It's interesting that the people furthest removed from the source of their food have sometimes the greatest sense of appreciation for it when they find it. And, you know, back to the Cornucopia Institute actually was prompted by one of our customers in San Francisco, I just found out, wanting to know a little bit more about who was behind the eggs that they enjoyed so much. And so that was really cool that, much like the whole Lazy 69 Ranch theme is the American underdog, basically. We're a small-scale family ranch going against the grain. I quit my corporate job to do this, to feed my family basically better food and get us and to show the world that it can be done. It can still be done this way. So Lazy 69 got a 5-8 score from Cornucopia Institute.
Well, that's fantastic. Why did you, again, quit your job with you were a hydrologist with Pacific Gas and Electric Company. With, you know, 4-day-a-week schedule and a pension and everything else. Was it that important to, what were you trying to say, or what kind of statement were you trying to make by leaving that?
My mom had breast cancer at the time, and we learned a lot about our lifestyle. We were so focused on the day-to-day grind that we were abusing our bodies with processed food. And she needed some omega-3s from grass-fed beef and some good nutrition. And so I started raising beef for her. And then my friends and then other friends. And this is really how it's grown, is by word of mouth. Our marketing, we really don't have a marketing budget. So really our marketing is fully vested in the quality of our products. And if you like our eggs, you'll love our process behind it as outlined by Cornucopia.
Now, I've heard you talk a little bit about, I think, what they call externalities, which you pay a price for your eggs. You go to the local chain drugstore and you can get eggs for a buck a dozen on sale.
Wow.
Sounds great. Superficially, it sounds great. But there are unseen costs in that $1 a dozen price. Could you talk a little bit about those and how those costs are either mitigated or non-existent in your eggs?
Well, you're right. You know, I like to tell people that, you know, you may pay a few more cents for our dozen eggs versus the mass-produced brand next to it on the shelf, but rest assured that once you've put your money down, the product is truly paid for. There's no lingering debt to society in the form of pollution or anything else, ongoing subsidies. Whereas, you know, you go to the drugstore, you see if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Something has to be had compromised along the way for a dollar retail price per dozen for eggs. It's coming off of subsidized corn, probably, you know, to get you a thin-shelled white egg and condition you to accept that as normal so you can spend your money on something else, I guess.
Well, you've also got huge factory production sites with, not always, but in many cases, illegal immigrants working there, and there's a cost to society associated with that. Then you may have large transportation costs to bring those eggs from their production site to a distribution center and then to your local chain drugstore or supermarket. So there are a lot of costs that, in your case, begin and end here in Shasta County.
That's right. It's truly paid for. Your dollars are circulating right back here, and we have not, the Lazy 69 will not cave in to these pressures that some of the others have in hiring illegals and so forth. we're going to, if it means that we have to work harder ourselves, we have no employees. It's my wife and I, our two young kids. We love what we do because we like things that come through on the chat room here where people tell us that our eggs rock or, you know, that's just so rewarding. We are feeding hungry families, and to make that connection is a cool thing.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to ask you how hard it is to do what you do up on Round Mountain.
It is 720 on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio. If you want to join in the conversation, give us a call at 605-4567 or join the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Free Fire Radio continues right after this.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Rye Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are you going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Where it is 7:23, Carl and Linda Bott are on the road taking a well-deserved break with some friends over to Yosemite on their motorcycle. Filling in this morning, Mark Beecham. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you very much again. Here are the guests this morning is Dan Martin of Lazy 69 Ranch, who produces eggs up on a ridge above Round Mountain. And Dan, tell us a little bit about your average day, and you joked about an 8-day-a-week schedule, but tell us, you know, how hard is it to do what you do?
Well, the Lazy 69, one of the things that impressed Cornucopia Institute the most when they came to do their survey and to learn more about our process behind our label was that they were very impressed with the fact that you had a husband and wife dynamic team that was doing everything fully integrated from top to bottom, and including, you know, any marketing that we do, any demos that we do, the daily packing. So basically, you know, about 10 o'clock every morning, my wife and I go out and start gathering eggs. And by that time, the chickens and let the hens free for the day. That was the one thing that, you know, this cornucopia scorecard was kind of a bit like going through TSA screening. It's kind of like, Mr. Martin, what do you have to declare? You know, if you've ever been to an airport recently and had to go through TSA screening, you know what I'm talking about. It's pretty invasive. So they come up and say, so, Mr. Martin, you've got some chickens. Yes, yes, I do. And, okay, and you let them out every day after you raise them from little baby chicks? You carelessly just let them out? Well, let's see you let them out. Let's see what you do. Let's see how many square feet per hen house that they have when they're locked up at night and so forth. And so it's an everyday thing. It's a commitment. It's a team, and it's a family unit that's working, and we're accountable. And that's the bottom line. But it's definitely every day. I've told people before this, I've tried to get the chickens to take, like, Sunday off and lay me two eggs on Monday. They won't go for it. They want Sunday off and one egg on Monday. So we're at an impasse there with the hens. But it's an everyday thing. You can't turn it off. It's much like, you know, being a dairyman. You know, it's an everyday thing. And so that, I hope people appreciate that, because we're doing it, and it should, you know, be evident in our eggs.
So you have a quintessential small business, you and your wife, basically, alone. And if you were to twist your ankle or get a bad case of the flu, what then? I mean, do you have a backup plan? What happens? Can you ever take a vacation? Are you just going to be stuck up there on that ridge minding these chickens year after year after year?
Yes. We apply, you know, the same ounce of organic prevention that we apply to our flock, we try to apply to ourselves and take good care of ourselves. We have to be physically fit. And, yes, you know, if I go down and get sick, my wife's got to pick it up. We do have a neighbor that can help fill in from time to time, and we have some family that can come fill in. But primarily, it's just the two of us right now. And it's a very fragile operation, and I hope people appreciate that. You know, those that are in business for themselves can certainly appreciate what we're up against here. And not to mention that we're at the mercy of Mother Nature. We're at 2,500-foot elevation, which our hens are in very good, you know, aerobic shape because they train in the mountains instead of these valley chickens down here that are in terrible shape. So, but anyway, it's cool. I have no regrets. We work hard every day. We're very proud. Lazy 69 is very proud of what we do and what we've accomplished so far. And this Cornucopia Institute thing is something that just happened along the way.
Now, in addition to eggs, you also produce and sell grass-fed beef in cooperation or conjunction with Hat Creek Grown. Is that right?
It's true. Our cows are on grass, and not the medicinal kind that you may be talking about a little bit later necessarily, but it's a simple thing. You know, I get a lot of my inspiration from the turn of the 20th century publications on farming, and it was a simple approach where we truly pasture our cows from start to finish on grass. Henry and Pam Giacomini at Hat Creek Grown are basically taking care of that part of our program for us, so we can focus on the egg production and keep that going. So we have a truly local grass-fed beef product that starts and ends right here in Shasta County, which is pretty unique.
What kind of feedback do you get on your eggs and your beef from customers here?
Well, I think, you know, yesterday when I was making deliveries, a lady stopped me in the aisle and asked me if I was one of the farmers for Lazy 69. I said, yes, I am the farmer, in fact, thank you. And so she said our eggs are typically larger. The yolks are brighter, taller, richer, and she can tell. She told me this lady was probably in her mid-70s. She'd been around and had everybody else's eggs, and she told me that ours were the absolute best that she's ever had and most consistent because of the quality, and it was evident to her that we let them loose every day to graze by the color and richness of the yolks. So that's the biggest kind of reward we can get, but that's what people say. And the grass-fed beef is not gamey. It's an aged product, and it's you don't have to compromise your taste or texture to eat good, healthy beef.
Well, I can definitely attest to the beef and the eggs, for that matter. But the beef is excellent. We have it on a fairly regular basis, especially the ground beef. Once again, before we hit the commercial break here. Where can people get your eggs, and how can they get in touch with you?
They can find our eggs at any of the holiday markets here in town and even down in Cottonwood. Kent's Meats has it, Sunset/Tops Market on the West End, and Orchard Nutrition, of course, and Country Organics also delivers. And if anybody's interested in contacting me directly, go to lazy69ranch.com. I believe my email's on there, dan@lazy69ranch.com. And please go check out cornucopia.org and look for their egg scorecard. And find us there. And if you want to know what goes on behind the scenes, go ahead and there's a comprehensive criteria that they use to grill us with. check us out on cornucopia.org and the Egg Scorecard.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan, for joining us this morning, and good luck, and get back to your chicken ranch.
Right on. Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio with our guest host, Mark Beecham. Fox Financial Update is next, then more Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Business Network, the opening bell kicked off another volatile day on Wall Street after another disappointing report on the economy. Markets are also expressing disappointment over a speech by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. Some were hoping he would announce another stimulus plan, but Bernanke would only say that the Fed will continue to assess the economy and is, quote, prepared to employ its tools to promote a stronger recovery. The economy grew at a much slower pace than previously thought during the second quarter. GDP growth rose to an annual rate of 1%. Though the number is lower than the initial estimate, it's still an improvement from the first quarter. And airlines are beginning to cancel flights ahead of Hurricane Irene's arrival in hopes of avoiding heavy delays this weekend. JetBlue has already canceled 434 flights out of New York's JFK Airport and Boston's Logan Airports, according to FlightAware.com. A large number of cancellations are expected later today as well, and it's a Saturday morning. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diana Taylor.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Talk psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And good Friday morning, 7:35 is our time here on Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda are on the road. We have a guest host in the person of Mark Beecham. And good morning, Mark. We do have a call on the phone, by the way.
We do. I understand from Lou White out in French Gulch. Lou, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mark.
And what do you got to tell us about French Gulch Days coming up?
Well, I'm just calling to remind everybody that it is tomorrow. Seems like it's been a long time for me, but it is tomorrow. And it's an all-day event, starting out with pancake breakfast, 8 to 9 in the morning, and then a parade, if you can imagine that. All three blocks of French Gulch will be filled with parade stuff. And our announcer for that is the famous Irwin Fust. We'll be calling the parade, and then, of course, we'll have that stagecoach robbery at high noon with the law dogs coming in on their horses and robbing the stage. And we've got three or four different music venues all throughout town, and then street dance in the evening, 5 to 8. Lou White and the Bandits, if anybody's ever heard of those guys, will be there. And it's happening tomorrow. There'll be about 40 craft booths and food booths all throughout town. It's going to be a hot time here in French Gulch.
What's the price?
The price?
Yeah.
Free? No price. Free. No admission. You get in there. Of course, if you want to buy something from somebody, you have to pay them. But there's no admission to get in there. It's just a family day. We're hoping to bring a bunch of families out there. And if the kids get tired, you can always go down to the little park there and put them on a blanket for a couple of hours and then come back for the rest of the day. And there's going to be places where they can pan for gold, be taught how to pan for gold, and shoe horses and rope a little wooden calf. The Junior Rodeo Association is going to be there. It's going to be quite a day.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I love French Gulch. I've got actually family ties go back there to about 1855 on my mom's side of the family, and I love the place. And anyone who hasn't been to Johnny's for a beer or a glass of cheap red wine is really missing something.
Yep, out behind Johnny's. You know, Johnny's, I don't know if you've been there lately, but he keeps expanding that place, putting more and more memorabilia in there, all kinds of old rusted out guns that they find buried here and there. And behind Johnny's, Annie Oakley's going to be there doing her trick shooting.
Wow. Well, it sounds like a day to remember. Listen, thanks a lot for the update on this, and maybe I'll see you there tomorrow.
All right. I'll be there tomorrow.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on here, my guest this half hour is, she just showed up here in her running gear, it looks like. Robbie Clary, and Robbie is the owner of a soon-to-open restaurant in downtown Reading called Clary's, and she's hoping to carry on in a tradition that her grandfather started in Reading back in the day. Harry Doc Clary was the owner of Doc Clary's Hilltop Sky Room on Hilltop Drive. And it had a magnificent view of the Miracle Mile, as it was called, North Market Street, we call it today, back in the 50s and 60s. And it was the place for adults. I don't think they really catered to children much, but for adults to wine and dine and dance, as I remember. I never went there because I was too young. But, Robbie, can you talk a little bit about your venture here and about how you hope to emulate your illustrious grandfather?
Well, this has been quite an interesting adventure, to say the least. Not something I was planning on doing. And Doc's definitely was the place in the 50s, 60s, and I was just kind of chuckling a bit when you said you weren't old enough to go there, because I got to obviously go in there as a child. And
you were related, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's true, that's true. Actually, they did kind of cater to kids a little bit, because there was some kids' menu stuff I found, but I don't recall, other than myself, ever seeing too many in there. But in that time, the stories I've heard from between my mother, she worked up there from about 1958, I believe, 57, until after he had sold in about 1975. Well, she stayed on through a number of managers, so she was there until about late 70s. But the opportunity presented itself for this location, the shack, and it just happened she'd worked there for the last 20 years it was open as well. And everything fell into place to essentially dump it in my lap. So apparently that's where I'm supposed to be at this point in time. And the intent started out pretty much kind of reviving shack and docks, and it sort of just steered off more towards docks and that feel, that era, that, you know, upper-end experience, I guess, if you want to call it that.
So talk a little bit about the menu you have and what that upper-end experience, your aim there.
Well, docks in the menus that I have, obviously the prices we can't. When you got soup and salad and a pasta and appetizers and bread and everything and filet mignon for $4.95, I mean, that ship's definitely sailed.
If you had those prices, you'd be full every
night. Yeah, that's a fact. But we are planning on dinners will be white linen, and we will include an antipasta plate, include soup or salad, include bread service. There's a number of items off the Doc's menu that we have listed as our Doc's classics, which were his grenadina beef and his sweetbreads and the scampi. Yeah, I know people roll their eyes at the sweetbreads, and I kind of am too, but I've had so many people wanting to know if we're going to have them that can't wait to, as one quote was, get their lips around one.
But you also have a bar, a lounge, I guess they say. And
I have a beautiful lounge. I'm very happy with it.
And it will feature a full drink menu, obviously, plus a food menu, somewhat lower price points, correct?
Correct.
I am getting the signal here that I need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll ask you a little bit more about Clary's and when it will open. That's the big question people have had for the last couple of months. So we'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
7:41 is our time, and Free Fire Radio will continue.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State music and art experience featuring Garrett Biggers and the Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edwards. This is a one-of-a-kind event. Tickets are $18 to $30 at cascadetheater.org or call the box office at 243-8877.
Think of the memories. She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Where it is 7:45, and quick look at the weather. We've got a century mark for a high today. Tonight's low 63. Continued nice and toasty through the weekend. And currently at our downtown studios, we're looking at, waiting for it to reload, 68 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, where the Summer Music Festival continues. They're on their way out to Shingletown. Check them out, Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thank you, Bob. And my guest this segment is Robbie Clary, who is the owner of Clary's Restaurant, which will open next month in the corner of Market Street and Pine.
Eureka.
Or Eureka Way. Pine Street, Eureka Way. The former location of The Shack, which had a long and fabled history here in Reading. I remember going there as a kid and having their Shack Burger, and I think Bob remembers that as well. Robbie, tell me again what your... give me the price points on your menu for the restaurant, which I understand only have 15 tables, right?
15 tables, but if we cram them tight, we can get about 70 in there.
70 people. So what will be the range of prices for your entrees?
We will have a bar menu that will be served all day from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and those items range from $5 to $15. Lunch menu, which is 11 to 3 p.m., about $7 up to $15, and then dinner menu would be from about $18 to $35, because some of the items, the lamb, we're doing double cut lamb chops off the Doc's menu, and believe it or not, the sweetbreads are really spendy. Apparently there's enough demand for them.
Where do you get sweetbreads? Do you make them there, or do you make them somewhere else?
Well, the sweetbreads are a part.
Right, okay.
A part, and so they will come from the meat supplier.
Okay. And who is your meat supplier?
R&R.
R&R. Okay. Great. And again, you're hoping to open maybe mid-September?
Yeah, early to mid-September. We're just waiting on one little technical difficulty to get rectified, and when those items show up, I'm pretty well ready to go.
And what kind of feedback are you getting from potential customers here? There's a lot of anticipation and buzz about the restaurant, obviously.
They all can't wait. They can't wait for us to get up and can't wait to get there. I number of them want to be the first one in the door, and it's neat. I mean, it's pretty heartwarming that there's still that much or that many Reading locals, Reading natives that remember Doc's when it was Doc's. Unfortunately, there's a whole lot more that remember Doc's when it was what Doc's became after he sold it, which was no longer the dinner house. But we're not looking to recreate that era. We're going more for the...
You can't recreate the era, and you certainly can't recreate the view. I mean, the view of Doc's...
No,
the view from Doc's was just, incomparable from pictures I've seen and what people remember,
Now, I would have loved to if there'd have been any way to have that location back, but when Doc sold it in the early 70s, he sold the property, he sold everything. They lived in the house next door. There was a small little house there that they lived on the property. Those pieces of property were all separate. Even the sign on the north end, the big Doc sign, was on its own little piece. So to lump all that together... But as my mother put it so eloquently, when he sold it, the termites were eating the dance floor out front of the place then. So I do recall going in there once in the late 80s, early 90s, and when I went into the women's room, it was literally raining because it was raining and the roof leaked so bad. Water was just pouring down in there, and I was going, boy, he'd just turn over in his grave if he could see this.
What kind of memorabilia will you have from Doc's in the lounge? I understand you're going to have a little bit of a shrine, too.
That's what I call it, for lack of a better word. I did have quite a bit of newspaper articles. When Lou Gerard had presented him with the Ford Times plaque, I have the plaque. Menus, ashtrays, matchbooks, coffee, the Tawaka cups, that kind of thing. Some bottles. He had a pretty extensive bottle collection. A lot of that got sold off over the years, and I had actually been given some of that a number of years ago, but never in my wildest dreams thought I'd be landing where I'm landing, that I would need any of those items. So Brian Ford has been putting together collages of all these things, so they'll be on the walls throughout the bar. I had one lady that apparently, she used to sing at the piano bar up there, and she brought me a sign that was bolted to the front of the building that had the hours, and you took a picture of that one. So that'll be on the wall just inside the door when you come in.
So any listeners out there, if you have Doc's memorabilia that you don't know what to do with, bring it to Clary's. I got to take a quick break here, but when I get back, I want to ask you a little bit about your other experience, other restaurant experience and other experience. You've got a tents and events business, mm-hmm. which does events, catering, and that sort of thing, and we'll talk about that when we get back. So KCNR 1460.
And thank you very, very much, Mark, and trying to keep track of things here at KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program, before I forget, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley support the vets. They've got the largest walk-in humidor in Northern California. You head up there to Tobacco and Brew. You can meet the T&B Sweeties there at the Espresso Bar, and excellent service there. That is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check them out. They've got the big meeting room there, and just a great place to go. KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio will continue in a minute.
10-8 four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked. If you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio.
7:54 at Free Fire Radio, and Carl and Linda on the road, and we've got our guest host, Mark Beecham. He'll be coming back on in just a moment here. However, it being Friday, we've got our fitness tip of the week from Addison's Peak Performance. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you, Bad Bob?
Doing great for a Friday. What is your tip of the week?
Hey, I just want to give some real quick tips for people to just kind of focus on. Starting number one with eating breakfast within 15 to 45 minutes of waking up, okay? It's real important to get that in. And then eating every 3 to 4 hours after that. Next, make sure that every one of your main meals has a good high-quality protein source. Eggs at breakfast, good quality meat at lunch and dinner. Make sure you're getting a fruit or a vegetable at every main meal and snack. Try to really get those fruits and vegetables in. Hey, guys, eliminate the processed foods. Get rid of them. If there's more than 5 ingredients in that, throw it away. You don't need it. Let's make sure you're getting healthy fats. You do need fat in your diet. Healthy fats every day. Olives, avocados, nuts and seeds, fish, a little bit every day. Get rid of the caloric beverages like the sodas. Drink water. Half of your body weight in ounces. Half of your body weight in ounces you should be drinking. Make sure you eat as many whole foods as possible. But you know what? There's a lot of great shakes out there and protein bars that can help when you need something quick. Make sure you're getting a little bit of multivitamins. I want a daily multivitamin and at least an omega-3. And then make sure when you get off track, you pull out a piece of paper and you start writing down what you're eating, because just because you're standing up doesn't mean those calories don't count.
All right, Amy, thank you very, very much.
You bet.
That is Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. They're on Bocelli Lane, and go check them out. They will get you in shape. And speaking of a guy who's always in shape, at least verbally, Mark Beecham.
Thank you, Bob. I feel a little guilty. I didn't have a good breakfast, according to Amy, this morning. Anyway, my guest here for the next 4 minutes is Robbie Clary, who aims to open Clary's Restaurant in downtown Reading next month, middle of next month, perhaps. And Robbie, could you tell us a little bit about your previous restaurant experience? You owned for many years the Sausage Factory and catering operation.
I did for 10 years. Had the Sausage Factory. Actually started out running a kitchen up at Lassen Park for about 7 years. And then my husband and I had built California Espresso Cafe down at the factory outlet, so I had that for 5 years and then moved on from there to the Sausage Factory. Built that one up and actually had a lot of fun with it. But I seemed to run for about 5 years, and then it's like time for a change. So it was, shine was starting to wear off of that about 5 or 6 years into it, and then the economy did its thing too. But we were still doing okay. And the bottom line on that one, just the lease was up on that, and my landlord and I didn't play well together, and it was time to move on. So this opportunity presented itself. And it's one of those that everything happens in time, and it was time for that change, and basically that forced me to make a move that I wouldn't necessarily have made the leap had I not been kind of forced to do so, but did so. And worked out much better than I could have ever anticipated, so it's been great.
And you also have Tents and Events, which is about half a block to our north. And tell us a little bit about that business.
Reading Tents and Events, we do table chairs, tents, everything for weddings, corporate events, little parties. You need extra 10 chairs because you got a house full coming for dinner, that type of thing. Right on Market Street, so with the drive-through warehouse, makes very easy for pickup, and then we also do delivery in that. We do catering, and once the license is in place with the restaurant, then we'll also do full-service bar catering as well. So we can basically make it a one-stop deal for the entire event.
Give us, again, going back to Clary's, how would you describe the food that you're going to be serving there?
We're calling it classic American with a continental twist. The items, I guess, off the docks menu for that era were great for the era, but obviously we know culinary tastes have changed and the bar's been set rather high, so we know we need to kick those up a notch. There's a few items on that menu, one in particular, the osso buco, that my chef does just absolutely fabulous.
But you'll have steaks.
Steaks, yeah, right? We'll do steaks and seafood and nightly specials and that. And we're trying to, our kitchen space is very limited, and so we're trying to start with a manageable menu to see how it shakes out. And then as we get comfortable in there, then start adding to it, because we don't want a situation that we've got a dining room full of guests and they're sitting there waiting for a week to get fed. That's never a good thing.
And it's going to be an intimate space because it's the shack, and you had to remodel and put in ADA-compliant bathrooms, et cetera. Anyway, listen, we're running out of time here, but I'm really glad you came in this morning, and I wish you all the best with Clary's opening, hopefully middle of next month. And I don't know anybody in town who works harder than you, and if hard work and a tough economy has got to be a good thing. So good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And when we come back after the news at 8:05, we're going to have an author who's written an interesting national magazine piece about the marijuana trade in Shasta County and particularly Redding. So you won't want to miss that.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio. Our guest host, Mark Beecham, will be back at 8:05 following Fox News. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's already gusty as Hurricane Irene's outer bands start to hit and rain on North Carolina's Outer Banks.
Our police and fire departments are going door-to-door today in Nags Head
to see how many residents are staying, people being evacuated and or stocking up to New England. This guy's trying to get his boat out of the water in Ocean City, Maryland, if he can safely.
Yeah, my boat's worth $250,000, but on the other aspect, that if I'm dead, it don't matter.
FEMA's warning of possible long-term power outages. President Obama will soon make a statement on the storm. Where is Irene now and where's she going? Fox News Radio's Kirsten McNary tracking her live at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Dave, Irene is south-southeast of Southport and heading north with sustained winds of 105 miles per hour.
The forecast track has remained pretty consistent for the last day or so, so we're starting to have increasing confidence. It's hard to know exactly, you know, what's going to happen, but it looks like it's a significant wind, surge, and rain threat.
Hurricane specialist Eric Blake says Irene's outer bands are affecting the North Carolina coast, and they can expect a rough, rainy afternoon, Dave.
Kirsten, the economy's almost stuck in neutral. Growth from April to June revised lower to just 1%. But the head of the Fed is not ready to do more to boost the economy. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live in Washington.
The Fed chairman says he's optimistic about the U.S. economy, but admits the recovery has been much less robust than had been hoped. However, unlike a year ago when he announced a multi-billion-dollar plan to shore up growth, he's proposing no new steps this time around. Speaking at an international economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Bernanke says he's optimistic the job market and economy will fully recover. Dave?
Mike, on Wall Street, we had a big sell-off earlier. Now the Dow's just down 7 points. An Amtrak train has derailed in Nebraska after hitting a vehicle. We don't know a lot of details. 175 people were on board. No reports of serious injuries. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency, this is Sean. What is the nature of the emergency?
I'm having a seizure.
I have you located on Spring Street. I will quickly contact 911 to help you, sir.
911.
This is OnStar Emergency. I have a gentleman on the line. He says he's having a seizure. I can bring him on the line. Go ahead, 911.
How old are you?
29.
And you're having a seizure?
Yeah.
Are you having trouble breathing?
I need some help.
I've got help coming to you.
I'll stay on the line with you until the first responders arrive.
If there's an emergency, just push one button. OnStar knows your exact location and can get you the right help right away.
You see the fire truck now, sir?
See it.
Thank you so much for your help, dispatch. And, sir, I'll let you speak to the fire department. If you need anything else, I'll press the emergency button again.
All right.
The safety of OnStar is now available for your car with new OnStar FMV. Add it to your car at Best Buy or visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, details, and a store near you. OnStar. Live on.
He's still going after Gaddafi, wherever he's hiding out in Libya. Airstrikes today targeting the dictator's hometown of Sirte, as rebels control Tripoli, but it is dangerous there. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wenklin knows that firsthand, live in the capital.
Yeah, Dave, we just went around Gaddafi's compound, now largely destroyed or looted. There are shell cases all over the path, reflecting the fierce fighting as the rebels seized that symbolic heart of Gaddafi's rule. Today there were volunteers collecting the bodies, blackened, covered with flies, a horrifying stench. We spoke to the corpse collectors and then an apparent sniper. fired somewhere nearby. We ran for cover, unclear what the target was. Meanwhile, many Tripoli residents have fled the city for towns elsewhere. It's not just the fighting. Most stores are shut, and there is no running water, making it very hard to make ordinary life work. Dave?
Well, Lester, in Mexico, 3 days of mourning declared after the attack yesterday at a casino in Monterrey. It was doused with gasoline, then set on fire, trapping gamblers and workers inside, killing 52. Attorneys for the man accused in January's shooting rampage in Arizona that left six dead and wounded, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, go back to court today, again trying to stop the drugs Jared Loeffner's forced to take. He's so far declared mentally incompetent to stand trial. And out of this world discovery, a real gem of a planet.
Diamonds are forever.
That's some rock. You've heard that before when someone flashes a big glittering diamond ring. But a newly discovered planet makes everything else pale in comparison, because a new study suggests the super high pressure from a nearby pulsar, or a very dense collapsed star, caused its carbon to crystallize into an actual diamond. The precious planet, about 5 times the size of Earth, sits 4,000 light years away from us in the constellation Serpens, or the Snake.
Diamonds are forever.
Salchi and Grasso, Fox News Radio.
Again, Hurricane Irene now down to 105-mile-an-hour wind, still on track, though, to hit North Carolina, up to New York and New England. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, North State Free Fire Radio time. Here on KCNR is 8:05. I'm Bad Bob Belongi and Carl and Linda on the road, and guest host Mark Beecham is here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you very much again. And our guest this half hour, I've been looking forward to talking to for a couple of days now, is Tony D'Souza. Tony is an author of several books, one that's coming out in the next month or so, as well as a journalist who has worked in and around the North State up in Siskiyou County. And he has written a piece for a national magazine about the marijuana business and trade in Redding and the North State. And Tony, are you on the phone?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm calling right now from St. Louis.
From St. Louis. All right. Well, you have a connection here, having taught at Shasta College and having, I think, written part of your first book while living here. Is that correct?
Yeah, I taught for 2 years at Shasta College. I'd come back from 3 years of relief work in Africa and had a friend that lived there in Redding, so I came for a visit and ended up staying for, the first time, almost 3 years, and then I came back again in 07, 08, and my wife and I had our first child up there. My wife's from Redding.
And then you had a job working as a journalist based in, was it Dunsmuir or Mount Shasta for a couple years, or for a year?
Yeah. I reported for the Siskiyou County papers, the Mount Shasta Herald, Dunsmuir News, and I was up there. That's where we had our baby, and it was great. That was one of the best jobs I ever had.
Good. Well, I want to talk about your book, obviously, but more immediately, I want to talk about the article you wrote for, or have written for Mother Jones Magazine about the marijuana business in Redding and the North State. Can you talk a little bit? Give us a thumbnail description of the piece.
I'm going to describe some parts of the piece, but it's not going to come out for 2 more months, so I don't want to get scooped by someone like you, for example. You know, because with the magazine work, you work on these pieces for a long time. You put a lot of effort into them, and then you have to wait and wait and wait for them to come out. And for newspaper stuff, you know, people can turn things over in a day or a couple days. So, but essentially, everyone's aware that the marijuana laws in the country are evolving pretty rapidly, especially in California. And it's a really polarizing issue. Everyone has a take on it. And, you know, for some people, it's frustrating. It's absurd. Other people find it liberating. But Shasta County is really, really interesting in these evolving laws because for lots of different reasons. Because we're talking about, like, something that's still illicit for the most part with marijuana, the figures are not often fast. It's not like you can go to the phone book and get an exact figure for everything. So when we talk about there's this many billions going on, that many billions going on. A lot of this stuff is estimate and best guesses. But stuff that I started seeing was in response to, you know, raids in the past, maybe a decade ago, two decades ago, going on in the Emerald Triangle area, Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties. Some of the smarter growers, I would say, made a decision to shift their operations over into Shasta to sort of like fly under the radar a little bit. But what's going on right now is Shasta has a lot of public land. It has a lot of private spaces where people can hide and set up big grow operations. And I'm sure you've seen the headlines. I mean, people are getting busted on a regular basis by Shasta County's marijuana eradication team with these big, big plots, 83,000 plants, 86,000 plants. And have you been noticing that?
Sure, sure. And we also have, which is curious to me, we have one of the highest numbers per capita of medical marijuana cooperatives in Redding. Something like 18 or 19 or 20 or more, which is more than I think Sacramento has. And I don't know exactly how they figure into what you're talking about.
I think at last count, I counted 26 in Shasta County, and even when I was there in 03 and first got there, I mean, I definitely saw, you know, downtown the little grow gear shop, the hydroponic shop, and stuff like that. I think that traditionally, because of its proximity to places like Humboldt, it's part of the culture. Like, we all know that Shasta County and Humboldt County could not be more different. I mean, they're putting those two counties side by side is almost a perfect example of what we're going on a national level as far as, you know, people's different attitudes to not just marijuana laws, but a whole range of laws. You have a very kind of like hippie liberal leaning county, and then you have Shasta County, which is very conservative, traditional, and supports the armed forces, et cetera, and things like that. So, that Shasta County has more dispensaries than Sacramento. I mean, it's surprising in some ways, but still, you know, Shasta County is up far in the North State, and it's located to these traditional growing areas. So you definitely have people who are into this and know about this, and so in some ways it's surprising, in other ways not. You know, California itself with dispensaries and over 1,000 in LA County, and everyone's familiar with the famous quote now about more dispensaries and coffee shops down there. I mean, the situation is, it's the Wild West of marijuana in America.
Tony, we've got to take a quick commercial break. I hope you understand. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about your Mother Jones piece and then segue into your novel, which has a similar theme about a guy who makes a decision because of the bad economy and et cetera, to get involved in this business. So we'll be right back. And if we drop you, please dial back the studio, okay?
Oh, sure. Thanks.
All right. RDR, Casey, and our time coming up on 8:12. And Tony, hold the line. We're going to switch over right now to our Wells Fargo line, where we've got Jeff Kidd coming in with our Market Minute. Jeff, and good morning.
Hey, good morning. All three major averages are higher after the first hour of trading, as the market expressed disappointment with the Ben Bernanke speech. Bernanke proposed new steps to boost the economy and hinted Congress may have to help. Currently, the Dow Jones is up 44 points at 11,196, the S&P 500 is higher 7 at 1,166, and the NASDAQ is up 37 at 2,456. Some of the day's biggest movers, Merck is down 38 cents at 31.45, Coca-Cola is down 45 cents at 67.52, and luckily Walmart is lower 30 cents at 52.40. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 2.15%. For commodities, gold is higher $16 at $1,785 per ounce. Silver is down 31 cents at $40.69 per ounce. And crude oil is lower $1.39 at $83.86 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Jeff. And 8:13 is our time. KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio continues right after this.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And it's coming up on 8:14. In fact, it is 8:14 here on Free Fire Radio with our guest host, Mark Beecham, this morning. Quick look at the weather before we do that, though. Look for sunny and hot and a high near 98. We're maybe going to hit the century mark. Tonight's low around 63. Continued quite warm through the weekend. Currently 70 degrees downtown. Now back to our guest host, Mark Beecham, on Free Fire Radio.
Thank you, Bob. And we're talking this half hour with Tony D'Souza, author and journalist, and he has got a book coming out, which is set partly in Siskiyou County, and he's got a piece in Mother Jones Magazine coming out in a month or so, talking about the marijuana business in and around Reading. Tony, question, to get this piece done, how did you get people to talk to you? Did you get them on the record using their real names or what?
Well, no, it's aliases, and the only people who have the names will be a couple people at Mother Jones, and that's just for legal protection for everyone. And of course, no one will talk to you if they think everyone's going to have their name. So I think it's the kind of piece that a journalist who wasn't familiar with the area and just showed up wouldn't be able to do. But having been there since 2003, on and off. First as a teacher when I was at Chaska College, I probably taught 300 students or more, and had good relationships with some of them, and new people in the community as neighbors, friends, and over time, it took about 6 years, and then someone finally revealed themselves to me as a pretty big grower and distributor, and I'm interested in that stuff. I'm a journalist, And so once I had that introduction, then people spoke to me. And I think that, they knew who I was. At that point, I published my first two books, and my name was out there, and they saw me as a journalist. So they had no illusions that I'd be interested in using this material. And so when I started working on this piece, and I talked to a couple growers, and I talked to a couple drivers, and then I talked to people on the dealing end in other states that they work with, they were pretty willing to talk. I think for people in the business who are successful, and even people who aren't that successful, they can't go around bragging about the things that they do. So when they get an opportunity to say, I've done this, I've made this much, and I've been successful at it, they start talking. They're proud of what they've done, just like anyone in any business.
And the stuff that's grown here in Shasta County, some of it obviously makes its way to the co-ops and is sold locally, but most of it, I guess, is shipped to Southern California, the Bay Area, or out of state. Is that right?
I would say that probably most of it stays in state, but quite a bit of it, and again, we can't, it's hard to say what these numbers are exactly, because there's if people are on the inside, it's an undercover police agent. They're not taking down statistics. You know what I mean? And the dealers themselves and the growers themselves, they're part of these criminal networks that are in competition with each other. And so the figures are hard to get. But some of it's going to co-opt, as you say. Some of it is definitely going out of state, because especially what's happened now is that. The medical marijuana has really caused a free fall in the illicit street price of marijuana within California. Not in the dispensaries. That price is still stable and even inflated, because when you go to a dispensary, you have the protection of, legal protection now. So that price is probably going to stay stable. But the illicit market is dealing with a huge, bumper crop of marijuana in California. The price of a pound in Sacramento of high potency outdoor that in 2008 would have cost $3,000, today you can get for $1,200.
Oh, wow.
But out of state, the laws have not changed. Laws in some states, in the southern states and Florida, for example, are very severe. And that same pound transported from Shasta County to Florida can bring $5,000 or $6,000. So fortunes can be made.
Well, one of the other aspects of this story that I find interesting, I don't know if you agree, is it's not only a gravy train for people that get into this business, but it's also been a bit of a gravy train for law enforcement, who have been suffering from budget cuts in some other areas. Staffing in the jail, et cetera, has been cut back to the point where we've had to close the floor of the jail. But law enforcement has been able to get a lot of grants as part of the war on drugs to fight these growers. And it's brought, it's allowed for bigger budgets than that part of law enforcement.
Yeah, this year, Shasta County Sheriff's Office and their marijuana eradication team, they've been requesting grants from the federal government, and they've been getting them. And as they've gone through the budgets, not only have they been getting them, but they've been getting more money in almost every single case than they even asked for. And having covered government, that blows my mind, because nobody gives more money than you ask for. But they've been getting more money, and this year the figure I have, and I'm close to getting this exactly right, but the sheriff in Shasta County is going to be getting $878,000, $971,000 for marijuana suppression eradication. 3 years ago, they got a third of that number. So it really is money that can help them shore up budget shortfalls. And they've dealt with a shrinking budget like everyone in California and in the country had to cut jobs. You're talking about when they closed the prison, released prisoners. So this marijuana eradication money has been helpful. And in Shasta County, the sheriff's department there has pursued it. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I've got a caller who's got a question for you, and we'll get to that, and then I've got a couple questions about your book. So hang on the line, and we'll be right back after this message.
It's 8:21 on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. They're at 2463 Cypress. And it's the place to go. Man's last stronghold. They don't do toenails. They don't do fingernails. They just cut hair, and they do it quite well. Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Cypress Avenue. Free Fire Radio will continue in a minute.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Shasta Tackle, Procure Center, Phil's Propeller, Scott Valley Bank, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact, and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Michelli next to Yak's.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta spring water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta spring water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta spring water, naturally the best.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It is 8:24 on Free Fire Radio. I'm Bob Belongi, and we've got our guest host, Mark Beecham. Temperature right now, 75 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. I failed to mention that earlier. Mark is our guest host once again, and Mark, we do have a caller on the line for our guest.
All right, our guest again is Tony D'Souza, author and journalist, and he's got a piece coming out in Mother Jones in a couple of months on the medical or not, the marijuana business, I should say, in Shasta County. So, Tony, you still there?
Yep.
All right, Jimmy, on the line. Go to the question.
Yeah, actually, I have a couple. the first question is when I hear about all these like huge crops, like 83,000 plants. What percentage of these big growers are the Mexican cartels? And another thing is, I've heard also that besides getting a medical marijuana card, some of these growers get a vendor card. Is that true? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Did you get that, Tony?
I got the first part. I wasn't sure about the second one.
All right, mentioned something.
The first part, he's asking about the Mexicans being arrested for growing on public lands. Did you catch the second part?
Yeah, it has to do with, he said some growers get something called a vendor card.
Yeah, it's a vendor card.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, you know, as far as the dispensaries go and the quasi-legal market, you know, my focus has been the illicit market, so I can do some questions, but that one I'm not familiar with.
Now,
as far as the Mexicans being arrested on public lands, and I mean, you've seen the headlines recently. There were two big busts, late June, and then a couple weeks later in July in Shasta County. Each time they busted over 80,000 plants, and they arrested a total of five guys. Four were Mexican nationals, and one guy was from El Salvador. And they were all armed. And these headlines are not unique to Shasta County. And this is a phenomenon. Growing on outdoor land is nothing new. It's gone back almost as long as time. But the Mexicans, the nationals, specifically Mexican nationals showing up and doing it, this is the last 10 years. And there's some reason for it. A more secure border after 9/11 certainly has something to do with it. But in talking to experts, and I talked to experts at quite a few places. One was at the Rand Center for Public Policy, Marijuana Control. Another was at a guy at UCLA working on this stuff. Though we see the headlines of Mexicans being busted, they don't have figures yet suggesting that this is a major source of the income for the Mexican cartels. When you think about it, you know, if the border is so secure that the Mexicans are having to grow it here to keep making money, with the drug trade, you're always talking about cash, too, which is very bulky in nature. You know, a large amount of cash that has to be shipped back through the border. So while these guys might have links to Mexican drug cartels, this seems to be a U.S.-based business with money staying here in the U.S. If that makes any sense.
You know, Tony, that is interesting. But when I live here in Shasta County, and I look around Redding now, and all the indicators are that the economy is really sucking air. We've got high unemployment, a lot of people on welfare, a lot of people on food stamps, and yet you see a lot of people going out to bars and restaurants and having a good time. And obviously there's money here, and yet it seems to be, you know, I suspect it's coming from this underground economy.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's very interesting to think that underground economy is spawning all these people who are living a different lifestyle than the rest of us, because, you know, the economy, as you described it, is my experience, too. In fact, as a journalist, it's been very difficult the last 3 years, and magazines have contracted, newspapers have contracted, and there's less money to go around. But I'll say that the people I've talked to in the illicit marijuana business, for the most part, are people who are not getting wealthy off of it. They certainly are paying their bills in an easier way than I would say the rest of us. Definitely, that's true. And it allows them to do things that I think are enviable for other people who can't, such as not work a 9-to-5 job, maybe go to college full-time, get off of food stamps, et cetera, et cetera. But the people eating out and living it up, I mean, I can't say that the people I met are drug barons. I didn't meet, you know, Al Capone. For the most part, I met people who are making a couple to $3,000 to $4,000 a month selling to their friends. I did meet one guy doing some interstate driving who's making quite a lot of money. But for the growers too, you know, they have production costs. It's not like, you know, it's not like everything is profit. There really are expenses that go into this, the business like any other.
Right. Tony, we got to take a hard break here for the news at 1:30. But I'd like to keep you on after the news for another segment. Is that okay? So you can stay on the line?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm happy to.
We'll be right back after Fox News.
And a real quick check once again of our North State weather as we get ready for Fox News in about 20 more seconds. Going to be a high today near the 100-degree mark. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high near 100. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guest host, Mark Beecham, will continue right after Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama says, prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
I cannot stress this highly enough. If you are in the projected path of this hurricane, you have to take precautions now.
President Obama making that statement just moments ago as people are preparing up and down the coast for the storm that's going to start hitting late tonight in North Carolina. And then
during the day, Saturday and Saturday, to spread up the coast of Carolina, Virginia, and up through the mid-Atlantic and northeastern United States by Sunday.
That's Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center. Irene now has 105-mile-an-hour wind, and its outer bands are already starting to hit the Carolina coast. The economy grew slower than first reported last quarter, just 1%. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke did not unveil any new stimulus plans today, speaking in Wyoming, but did say that Congress may need to do more to help the economy. Fox News, we report, you decide.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring. like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio.
It is 8:35 on Free Fire Radio. For those of you just joining us, Carl and Linda on the road. And this portion of the program brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lea at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He's a great great OD. I'm not sure exactly what that stands. He's an eye doctor. He's got top designer lines. He's been running for over 20 years. Latest design progressive lenses with free form design, easier adaptation, and wider reading areas. He's got an on-site lab. And if you have no insurance, no problem. They have complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranty and glasses for the whole family. Give them a call, 223-2325. As I said, Carl and Linda out of town. Our guest host this morning, Mark Beecham. And Mark, I apologize for the emergency alert system. It gets tested once a week, and we're never sure when it's going to happen. That's why it's designed that way. But that's the noise you're hearing in the background.
No problem. Tony, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to throw out something. A couple of weeks ago now, I wrote in my column for the Record Searchlight about a series of ads on Craigslist from people outside the area looking to hook up with landlords in Shasta County who were marijuana friendly. And there were a whole series of these ads on Craigslist. Now, they're making no, you know, it was very obvious what people wanted. They wanted to come here and get, rent a few acres of land from people and then start to grow. I'll throw that out. And then I want to get your response to some concerns I have and other people have about what this green rush is, what kind of effect it's having on young people. People may be deciding, not to go to college, but to, get involved in the marijuana business instead. And what effect it's having on our local environment. With people fighting over water or damming streams and putting agricultural growth areas on hillsides. So I know it's a bunch of things, but what do you think?
Well, let's see. As far as the Craigslist stuff goes, I mean, that people would want to come up to Shasta County and grow there. I mean, I read your posting on your blog, and it's funny and it doesn't surprise me. I mean, the chef of the county sheriff's office is taking, they're making a lot of busts of illegal grow operations, but at the same time, it seems like they're being, respectful of state laws and tolerant of people who are following those laws. So, I mean, Shasta County, and not only is it, one of the most beautiful places in California, but you can grow your weed there. And so, of course, people from the Bay Area would like to come up there and do that, the second part of your question, can you repeat that for me?
Well, what kind of impact is this having on young people? The work ethic of young people or the desire to go into legitimate lines of work, go to college and improve themselves. Instead, they can, they can work during the harvest season, the marijuana harvest season, trimming plants, and they can make enough money to live for the rest of the year with help from a little bit of food stamps and perhaps, welfare.
I mean,
speaking about young people, it's a little bit out of my subject range, but I will repeat something that I was told by a policy expert, is that people who are getting involved in the marijuana trade now with medical marijuana or smoking it are people who always had favorable attitudes towards it. The real issue as far as voting in the ballot measures, these are people who don't smoke marijuana. 10 years ago they said, I don't support this, and how it's changing is some of these people who don't smoke marijuana and aren't interested in it today would say, I do support it. But the people who smoke it and would want to be involved with it, they've always been that way. As far as young people getting into it, I don't know. The only thing I can draw to the situation we're in right now on a national level, and then specifically California, would have to be the Great Depression and then Prohibition and moonshining. So there's real money here, especially if you get involved shipping marijuana out of state right now. So that is attracting, it's an attraction to young people. I mean, it's not just an attraction to young people right now. It's an attraction to a lot of people.
Well, this is a great
for money.
This is a great segue to your upcoming novel, your book, which is coming out this fall, I guess. And the title is Mule, as I understand, and it's about a guy who is living in rural Northern California who decides to relocate or take a trip to Florida and take a little extra weight along with him. Can you talk a little bit about what your motivation was for that subject?
Well, as I learned more about the illicit marijuana trade, I really saw it's a difficult business. It's an intricate business, and there's a discrepancy between the movie portrayals of the drug trade and what I was finding, and I was really fascinated by it. And I was fascinated by the people who get into it. I think marijuana is they all view themselves differently than other drug dealers. You know, they don't view themselves as methamphetamine dealers or cocaine dealers, heroin dealers. There's less of a moral issue for people because marijuana exists in this gray area, partly because of the nature of the drug itself, but partly also because of the evolving laws. And people have a more positive attitude towards it, more lenient attitude, and it's being reflected in our national laws. 25 states plus the District of Columbia now have either medical marijuana, decriminalization, or versions of both. So things are changing. It's going to keep showing up on ballot measures. I think we're headed in a direction, and in some ways there is no going back. So in any case, I write novels, and the reason I write novels is because I like an entertaining story, a page-turning story. And sometimes with nonfiction, you get bogged down by facts and figures, and you have to stick to things the way they really happen. And in a good story, I can let my imagination use those facts and just kind of run wild. So I was specifically interested in people who had lost their jobs during the recession and got into this and wouldn't have otherwise got into this, and sort of tracking their fears. But the other thing I was fascinated by was how much money people could make. If you had a couple things happen, it's not like we can all just put down our day job and go into the drug trade and make $1 million. It does not work that way. You have to have a couple things happen. You have to be connected. You have to meet someone who can provide you with a direct source. If you're going through a lot of middlemen, you're never going to make money at this. You have to have someone who can provide you with a direct source, and I mean a grower who will sell you their product at a very reasonable price. And on the other end, you have to find a big dealer, which is hard to do because people, this is something they have to be quiet about. So if you're lucky enough to have a grower in California and a big dealer, say in a state like Texas or Florida, and you're willing to get behind the wheel and drive 20, 30, 50 pounds of this stuff and face really long sentences if you're caught, you can make money like you couldn't believe. So that's what my novel, which is called Mule, because for obvious reasons, is about.
And Tony, when will the book be out?
It's out at the end of September. The actual release date is September 27th, but I think it'll be in bookstores a little bit sooner than that.
Okay, and what's the publisher again?
Houghton Mifflin Harcourt.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations on your latest book, and I want to thank you again for calling in and spending 40 minutes with us this morning. And good luck to you, and stay in touch, okay?
Will do, Mark. Thank you very much. I'd like to say hi to all my friends in Shasta County. I miss it there so much. And take care. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after this message.
Hunting for treasure?
It's the final days of the Goldmark annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Long-term wife insurance. See the diamond and gold experts during the final days at Goldmart's annual estate sale with free layaway till Christmas. Sale ends August 31st. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join us this summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley Davidson. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And KCNR time is 8:46. A quick check of the weather. It is August in Reading. What are we going to expect? High near the century mark tonight. Lows 63. Sunny and hot over the weekend. Highs near 100. It is currently 78 degrees in downtown Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on the way out to Shingletown on Highway 44. Check them out. The Summer Music Festival is continuing. And speaking of continuing, back now to our guest host, Mark Beecham.
Thank you, Bob. And our last guest today is a frequent caller on this show, and I think he's been on the air in the studio a couple times, Ed Merrick from Oak Run. And the reason I wanted Ed on is because a couple weeks ago, he and I have been corresponding via email, and he is the proud owner of a Nissan Leaf electric car. And he offered to give me a spin around West Reading, and he did. And I was quite impressed, and I thought I would have him on the show this morning to talk about electric vehicles and the Leaf in particular. Ed, question everyone's got is how economical is an electric car like your Leaf compared to people paying $375 for a gasoline-powered car these days?
Short answer, much cheaper.
Long answer, I think it depends on what you pay for gas and what you pay for electricity. I figure I'll save about $1,000 a year using PG&E electricity rather than gas. And I also think that over the long run, electric cars will be cheaper to operate. They're simpler. They should have less depreciation, et cetera. So I think you ought to be able to save a couple $1,000s a year.
And your Leaf is a full-size car. It's, I guess, a mid-size car. It seats 4 or 5 people. It's got all the electronics.
Too many electronics. For a Luddite like me, it's a little tough. I still don't know what half of the stuff that it does, you know.
And for just getting around town from, Oak Run to downtown, around town, back to Oak Run, that's no problem, really, with a single charge, right?
Correct. The EPA rates it at 73, and that would be more if you were driving very fast and had the heater on. It's more like, I'd say, for my driving, 80, 90 miles range.
Per charge. And if you come downtown and you're running a little short of electricity, juice in your car, you can go to the Nissan dealer and plug in there and get a little bit of a boost. And how long does that take you? Maybe 20 minutes, half an hour?
It depends. You can get – now, I want to say that the Nissan dealer is very considerate to let all Leaf buyers charge there. They don't have to. They do. But there aren't any other public charging stations, so they're got to plug Crown Nissan for letting me do that. I've only done it a few times. It's a level 2 charger, which is might be considered a less slow charger, 240 volt. So you can get about 15 miles of driving time for each hour of charging. It's fine for short trips, but for longer trips you need a faster charger.
I have a question.
Yes, Bob.
From a technical standpoint. What is the expected lifespan of the battery pack? And when it wears out, I assume it's using a lithium-ion technology, when that pack wears out, what's it going to cost you to swap in a new battery pack? Because that is not going to be a minor operation.
No, it isn't. The battery is warranted by Nissan and Volt also. I don't want to concentrate on Nissan. I have one, but by the end of this year, by next year, a dozen car companies will be selling electric and plug-in vehicles. The battery packs are both Volt and Nissan are guaranteed for 8 years or 100,000 miles. At that point, they're expected to retain about 80% of their capacity. So at about that time is when driving to Reading and back in the middle of winter at high rates of speed from my house, 60 miles round trip, in 10 years from now will exceed the battery charger. That's when it's going to be, I'll either have to get a new battery or have this one repaired or rebuilt, or I'll have to just charge here. So that's the reality. However, and as to the cost, that has been why we haven't been driving electric cars for the last 100 years, since gas cars overtook them early in the last century. Batteries are expensive. They're getting cheaper. My best guess is that a brand new battery 10 years from now of the same capacity would be between $5,000 and $10,000. However, you'll probably either just sell it to someone the car after 10 years, or someone who doesn't need to drive as far. It'll keep driving many more years with a slightly shorter range. It's just as efficient. You still get just as many miles per kilowatt. You just can't go as long between stops. Or I'd probably buy have mine rebuilt, or probably batteries and cars will be a lot better in 10 years, and I just want another one, you know.
The car, tell us about the driving experience. I mean, it was really eerie to be sitting in this car, and there's no noise at all.
And I was saying today, unfortunately, I was kind of late this morning. I had this whole stack of paperwork just so I'd have documents. I couldn't find it. Rushing out the house, I gave a high-speed test of the car today, and that's something I hadn't done recently. And that's the other thing. It's also quiet at somewhat exceeding the suggested state speed limits, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's real quiet. And one thing I appreciate, I live in the mountains, a lot of twisty roads. All the batteries are in the center of the car. It's a relatively heavy vehicle, but it's like having a mid-engine vehicle in terms of handling. It handles great. That's the biggest difference, I'd say. The biggest difference isn't the way it drives. It's that I never have to buy gas.
And I've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this at KCNR 1460.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
KCNR time is now 4 minutes before 9 o'clock. This portion of the program, Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, big supporters of the veterans. Largest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Check them out there at Tobacco and Brew and meet the TNB Sweeties. That is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio, where our guest host, Mark Beecham, continues.
Thank you, Bob. And our last segment here is with Ed Merrick, who is the proud owner of a Nissan Leaf electric vehicle. And Ed, you were talking earlier about there are three kinds of chargers. There's a charging at home, then there's a level two charger, and then there's a level three fast charger. And we don't have any level three chargers in the Reading area. And it would seem to me, maybe from talking to you, that this might be something that Reading Electric Utility, perhaps with Turtle Bay Exploration Park, could look at maybe installing one down there near Turtle Bay to draw people off of the highway, ultimately, or draw people who need a charge from around town, and they could spend a little bit of time at the museum or at the cafe while getting juiced up. So what do you think about that idea?
Well, yes, there are not only no level 3 chargers, there are no public level 2 chargers in Reading. Like I said, the dealers, the Chevy and Nissan dealers have them, but they're not open to the public. And that's where you have to give in general terms, you said, would I recommend people to buy these vehicles in Northern California? Yes, for a lot of people, but it's not practical as a long-range vehicle until their fast chargers put in. You mentioned before how long it would take to charge at the Nissan vehicle. You get about 15 miles per hour of charging. In a fast charger, you get 120 miles per hour of charging if you charge to 80% battery capacity. Wow, that's more than my car holds. So for practical reasons, I'd never spend more than 20, 25 minutes at one of these things to drive 60 miles.
And, you know, having a car pull up and plug in, and have to wait for 20 minutes. That'd be perfect if you were a restaurant or maybe a Costco or something like that, right?
Well, exactly. In fact, in Oregon and Washington, there are state programs, and they're working. They're putting these at mini-marts every 40 miles on I-5. They're going to be open by the end of the year. Unfortunately, California, the cars get an A, and in my grade, or B anyway, a good B for the Nissan, I'd give it, the state and utilities get Fs. And particularly, I'm sorry to say, I know I've been critical of REU and other subjects, but they have an F because, as I said, they charge you twice as much for the electricity to charge at home as PG&E. You can get a time-of-use meter from PG&E, which I'm planning to do, and they don't provide any public charging stations. You'd think REU, they just gave away altogether close to $1 million of ice machines so that businesses will use power at night. But they don't make any provision for people who have electric cars who want to charge their cars at night, which is, to my mind, not very bright.
So, again, would you recommend the Nissan Leaf to others? And who would you recommend it to specifically?
Okay. The best person is someone that you want to save the money by driving it, so you want to put a lot of miles on it, but you can't practically drive it to the Bay Area now until they're fast chargers. So it's best for people who want a commute car. Mostly it works out for two-car families, whether you have dual-purpose cars or two commuters. I happen to need a truck, so I've got a backup vehicle also. But other than that, I'd say that or next year Mitsubishi, Ford Escort, any of the electric cars are a very good idea. I think you'll really like it. They're cleaner, safer, and I think you'll, once you drive one, you'll think it's better than gas cars.
All right.